All right. You know what day it is, and you know what time it is. It's time for the Insight Hour. Yes, it's 12 midnight on the East Coast. It's 9 o'clock on the West Coast, and it's 6 o'clock right here in beautiful paradise on the Big Island. We're here with Dr. Lynn Horowitz and Reverend Roxy, and I'm going to tell you something. We're not going to waste a whole lot of time, but you know what we have to do first? As you open your eyes, let life be the glow. As you open your mind, let life be the thought. And as you open your eyes, oh, please do let life be the melody. What I want you to do is I want you to just for a second to meditate on the beautiful 5285 that we are going to be bringing you around the world, starting with your personal soul, yourself. So turn yourself on to a little 528. And while we're doing that, Dr. Lynn, why don't you just tell them who they're listening to?
Well, Reverend Roxy, what a joyful privilege and pleasure to join you. Everyone, thanks for listening. The 528 hertz frequency, that's the frequency of love. We've been blessed with that. The revelation has come over the last several years, and it's really redefining how we look not only at music and how to play music, but at ourselves as well. The connection that we have to the 528, which the hertz frequency of sound is actually the center of the universe. It's the core creative frequency of the universe. It's the center of the electromagnetic color spectrum. That is, it's the center of the rainbow, which is also the center of the green color. And it's also the center of your green chakra, which is your heart. So, in essence, what Reverend Roxy is talking about is that the center of the universe is connected to the center of your heart. And that's love. And so it's a joyful privilege and pleasure, a loving opportunity for us to gather every Tuesday night, 12 midnight on the East Coast, as well as 9 o'clock Pacific, 6 o'clock in Hawaii, and give you the Insight Hour. And every week we covered various topics. I also want to give it up, besides to the Creator, for all the opportunity to be here with you. I want to say thank you to the Newsom family, particularly Don Newsom, head of BBS Radio. I want to thank BBS Radio for all the folks there putting together the BBS Radio Network, and I want to thank all the hosts and all the supporters of BBS. I want to tell you that if you don't have access right now to the archives of bbsradio.com, you're not giving yourself the full measure of blessing that's capable. So if you get to www.bbsboyboysamradio.com and join as a member, also simply sign up for the access to the archives, you'll be truly blessed. I also want to thank our sponsors, tetrahedron.org. That's a nonprofit educational publishing company that's been sponsoring me, supporting my work for years. And you out there, grassroots networkers, all sorts of folks who have eyes to see truth and ears to hear it, have been supporting, buying books, tapes, DVDs, CDs. I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. And I want to thank Tetrahedron Publishing Group. There's a lot of articles online, and we get calls all the time, folks, for parents and people who are concerned about vaccinations and how to get their children out of these genocidal programs. Well, the information is archived there. It's accessible for free. You can go online to tetrahedron.org into the articles archive section, into the files there. There's a vaccine file, and you can download a tremendous number of articles, including two that I routinely recommend. Those two articles, number one is Vaccination, the Ungodly Practice. That's the title of the article in the vaccine file. Inside the article section of tetrahedron.org, it's called Vaccination, the Ungodly Practice. And another one that's more recent is called What Jesus and Moses Would Say and Do About Vaccinations and TB Skin Tests. If you want to assert your religious freedom to keep your blood pure as well as keep healthy, stay healthy for you and your children, then simply assert your religious freedom, stay connected and in integrity with the laws that are in the Bible, and then assert that, tell the public health officials where they can stick their shots, it won't be in your arms. And so I want to thank you, Tetrahedron Publishing Group, tetrahedron.org, for all the support over all the years. You've helped a lot of people. And I want to thank also healthyworlddistributing.com. In fact, you can go online to Healthy World Store and look at all the materials there that are available to sustain you and uplift you and nurture you, edify you, literally even feed you. There's Green Harvest. There's a variety of wonderful foods that I've been using and products that I've been not only using for myself and my family, but recommending for years, personally involved with the development of many of them, and have reviewed and tried them and endorsed them, the others. It's HealthyWorldDistributing.com or HealthyWorldStore.com, same thing. And we're also going to be doing some wonderful updates to that website in the next couple of months. So it's an exciting time. It's an awesome time. We've covered some totally amazing subjects on the Insight Hour. And Reverend Roxy, I know that on Sunday night, you have an awesome radio program called Mission Possible. And I highly encourage folks to tune in same time on Sunday night to hear Reverend Roxy's program. And maybe, Reverend Roxy, you want to share a couple things about what it is that you're doing.
Oh, Dr. Len, I would love to. You know, folks, I got the idea to do the Mission Possible show because I just thought that we needed a companion show with the Insight Hour. We love you so much that I don't think an hour is long enough. We have to be able to communicate. So the slant for the Sunday show is, of course, we're giving it up to the Creator. But also, we are looking at the specific issues as they deal with them in history. You see, a lot of times we don't look at the past, and so then we don't really get a grasp on the present, which doesn't allow us to chart a true course for the future. So between the Inside Hour and Mission Possible, we're hoping that we have an opportunity to touch you and to reach you and to open you up to the new experiences of the new millennium. And also that we begin to teach you that not everything that our government does to us and for us is a good thing. I think that's the most important thing is that we take back our sovereign spirit. So when you can get an hour to be able to educate and to bring and to draw people out and to get conversation, good conversation, I think it's, we just have to do it. And BBS Radio is the best place. BBSRadio.com is the best place for us maverick-type talk show hosts to go. Don't you think so, Dr. Len?
Absolutely. You know, it's wonderful to be joining a community of like-minded, like-hearted, and literally spiritually spirit-filled, future-oriented people. So again, I want to encourage everybody to support bbsradio.com as well as listen to the wonderful lineup of hosts that we have all the time on BBS Radio. So, Reverend Roxy, I know that you've been engaged in recent days in filming and doing some filming. We're working actually in collaboration on a documentary in response to the United States federal government's new 24-hour television network. It's called HHS, and it's a 24-hour propaganda station which encourages you to take personal responsibility for the fact that they're bringing to you bioterrorism as well as nuclear potential explosions coming to a community near you, and they want you to be prepared. That's right, folks. It's the Preparedness Network, sponsored by the Health and Human Services Department and the Department of Homeland Insecurity. And so it's very interesting that we're doing a documentary to kind of like at least provide some semblance of the alternative perspective and sanity in this community that we call planet Earth, and is actually, you know, really incredible to me as a loving American. I mean, I was born in this country. My parents immigrated here from Europe. However, I was born here, so I don't know anything about how to, except for how to love America with tremendous respect for all the beauty. I mean, you know, I'm so blessed. Folks who know me know how blessed I am. My family and I are so superbly cared for by our Creator. Our Creator loves us, and we love the Creator, and so it's kind of like this wonderful marriage that we have going on. Whatever we need, it seems we get, and I spread my time between where Reverend Roxy Hampton is broadcasting tonight from the beautiful big island of Hawaii, which is paradise. And I'm right now in Sacramento doing a shooting for this new documentary we're working on. But typically, the rest of the time, I'm in northern Idaho, which literally is God's country. So if you can imagine how blessed I am spending my time half-time paradise and the other half-time God's country, I'm really in heaven. So the issue is that, you know, there's people who are acting un-American, completely foreign to what the traditional values, ethics, morals, the laws, including the Creator's Law. The great nation was founded on the Christian understanding that there's a Bible and that there's laws to follow in the Bible and that we have a great faith and trust. It says on our dollar bill, in the Creator we trust. Well, suddenly now we have to trust our Homeland Insecurity Department and our Health and Human Services Department to tell us what we need to inject into our children's bloodstreams in order to protect them, not even against something that's already happened, something that is somewhere in the future and is as an obscure threat, some potential anthrax weapon or some smallpox virus or some other thing that's going to come rolling down the tubes from some terrorist near you. Well, that doesn't cut it for me. I'm not interested in living a life based on fear. I'm interested in walking through the valley of the shadow of death, fearing no evil, because I literally know that the Creator is not even just by my side, but literally flowing through every single cell in my body. I know that that Holy Spirit flow is what sustains me, uplifts me, and heals me. And ultimately, I want to share that. What a great blessing that is. That's why Reverend Roxy, when she starts the Inside Hour, always gives it up to the Creator, because there's nothing else. It's all about celebrating our relationship with the Creator and each other. Being the brothers and sisters, our hearts connected through that love frequency vibration, that's all it's about. You know, I had a great opportunity, Reverend Roxy. I want to not hog this show. I want to not dominate
hog on
this conversation. But
hog on. You're in the spirit. Hog on.
It takes one to know one, sister. You know, a couple of minutes before we started the show, I had the opportunity just briefly to talk to Don Newsom, who, again, I tell you folks, is the genius and the beautiful, loving heart between BBS Radio. Works all the time, incessantly for humanity and the Creator. And so I spoke to Don just briefly, and, you know, we're totally in that spirit of celebration and commonality, reflecting each other's glory in that mirror that we see each other in. And we can see each other in the light of love, or we can see each other as images of fear and competition. And from that gets frustration and emotional burnout. And that's not what life is about. Everything in nature is in balance. Everything is in harmony. Just look around. So that the reality is that we have a choice. And if you listen to the federal government, they're consistently telling you that the choices that you have are limited and that they're deadly when you really begin to think about the choices that they're giving you. So we're in a process whereby we're declaring our freedom, our sovereignty, our Emancipation Proclamation, like we had the show last week on the 4th of July, where we began to realize that we are free and that we need to literally not go to war to protect our freedom, but celebrate that freedom. You know, celebration versus war is a very interesting thing. You know, laughter is contagious. So is yawning because of the oxygen that you're bringing in. It's really healing. Everybody wants to yawn when you yawn. Everybody wants to laugh when you laugh. It's contagious. But not everybody wants to go to war when you declare you want to go to war. Not everybody wants to take a shot in the arm because you say that an anthrax outbreak or a smallpox virus is going to come get you. So, you know, it's really either you're in the flow, you're in the spirit, you're in love, you're in that open-hearted community and communicating in divine human communion, or you are literally in the box, stuck in this cell that literally limits your freedom and puts a damper on your full creative self-expression. So, again, I want to thank Don Newsom for having that little conversation with me prior to the show. Reverend Roxy, tell us a little bit more about what's going on with the Turtle Party.
Oh, I would love to. The Turtle Party is our idea that I got from in Sedona, as a matter of fact, where we're going to be going in October for the Raw Spirit Fest. Turtle Party stands for the United Resolution to Love Earth Party. T-U-R-T-L-E. And we only have one plank in that party, that it's sane to love your mother. It's sane to love Mother Earth. And so everything that we are going to do, everything that we look at, everything that we discuss that has to do with our country, with our lives and our families, we have to begin to include Mother Earth in that conversation. So the Turtle Party is specifically going to be an advocate for Mother Earth, just like a lot of other people are starting to get that thought. Where the turtle gets a little bit departs from the rest of the political thought is that we actually are going to consensus build, not through democracy, but through consensus, through levels of agreement and disagreement. We will begin to create the new, I like to say, the form of things are soon to pass away, and Lord knows we have to have these pass away quickly. And so we're looking at not issues but structure, Dr. Lynn, and people like you are helping us to direct our conversation and begin to write the letters to the people that need to be written to, or that's not a word.
written to. I got it.
And I think what's happening with the Turtle Party and why it's becoming kind of an interesting thing to put your energies into here on the island. We're really dedicated to getting our Turtle Party on the ballot for 2008, and I'm hoping that other people will join us and get the Turtle Party on the ballot for 2008, and we can have a Congress. In other words, we're talking about like attracts like in the universe of plenty. You see, the Democratic Party and Republican Party, all they're doing is arguing. And we don't need to argue anymore. Mother Earth is sick. We're sick. We need to get well. And the only way you can get well is by the things that Dr. Lynn is talking about and other people are talking about. We must laugh. We must get to the giggle. So politics can be a really heavy subject, but it doesn't have to be, especially when we begin to look and explore the different type of politicians that have tried to run our lives. Like my father said, Dangerous George, he said, we the unwilling who have been led by the unqualified, who have been doing the unbelievable for so long with so little, we're now attempting to do the impossible with nothing. And I certainly would agree that if a turtle ended up being president of the United States, we truly are going to do it with nothing.
I love it. Totally love it. You know, folks, I want to tell you that we're going to be doing a wonderful series of seminars, too, coming up this year. We're bringing the Love Code Seminar, Musical Healing Celebration, to about 13 cities, probably one very near you. We're starting in Sacramento for the Love Code Seminar on Friday, September 14th, 2007. That's a Friday night, Saturday, all day Saturday, and Saturday night. We're going to be celebrating, listening to the music of Scott Huckabee, who is the universal guitarist of the spiritual renaissance, who's tuned into the 528. So he's going to be playing a concert in 528 that night, on Saturday night. He'll be joining me on stage, not only on Friday night, very likely, but also most of the day on Saturday. So we're going to get not only the didactic information, the revelation, the awesome understanding of how this miraculous universe has been put together with these laws, the musical mathematics of the matrix that makes everything sing and dance to the Creator's tune, and that you'll understand fully and fully appreciate this whole concept of communion, of divine human communion. And Reverend Roxy, when she talks about Mother Earth and respecting this magnificent jewel of a planet, the Creator has created this incredibly balanced, natural, absolute paradise, and that we have the opportunity to respect it and commune with it, enjoy it. You know, the concept, you know, let me just branch off into this concept. I'm so thrilled with the recent research that we've been doing in water and water science, and looking at how literally water was there at the beginning, it's going to be there at the end. It is the creative juice. In the beginning, in Genesis again, and when you go to study the Bible and study Genesis, particularly what God was and is and says it's all about in the beginning, it was a triune God. The Creator, the Word, that's frequency, sound, that's mathematics. Word is math. And the water was there at the same time. And out of which everything comes. The fact that we can commune best with our Creator and know the spirit of the Creator, as Paul talked about, is by simply getting into good, pure water. Whether it's the ocean water, which is flowing through your body. In fact, most of your body is very much like ocean water. Over 80% of your body is exactly like that. And that, you know, this concept of baptism that John the Baptist was involved in, there's something miraculous when you're tired and weak and weary, and you go to sleep at night, and you take a shower, and you sleep better because you took a shower, and you wake up, and you're refreshed, there's a miracle. There's a rejuvenation and a refreshment that's taking place. The same thing happens when you jump in the ocean or jump in the river or jump in the lake. You're fully refreshed and uplifted. You're recreated. You're renewed. And why? Because that's the creative juice. The big boss with the big hot sauce, that's the hot sauce. And it's just an amazing phenomenon. So to give thanks for the waters of the earth, to give thanks to the trees that are this green color, which I told you before, that's the reason they're green, because the 528 hertz frequency is near the center of the color green in the spectrum. That's a reflection of the love that the Creator has for Mother Earth, for you, for I, for everybody, for everything. That's the spirit in which the creation happened, in joy and love. And so this is what the turtle party is about. This is what this whole revolution in consciousness is all about. This is what the spiritual renaissance is about. And it's not about heaviness. It's simply about celebrating. It's not about getting vaccinated. It's about realizing that that natural flow, that Holy Spirit flow, which restores and heals, is all that's necessary for one to put their faith and trust in that true source of creation, to recreate ourselves in the image of our Creator. That is the electromagnetic frequencies of perfection, because there's nothing missing, nothing broken in the kingdom of heaven. The opportunity is to bring it down to earth right now, right here, in our Holy Spirit-filled temples to manifest that glory. And there's nothing more to do about it but to share it joyfully, celebrate it, give it away. And that's what we do on the Insight Hour. So I want to thank you for joining us. Reverend Roxy.
Yes.
I wanted to share some other seminars that we've got coming up. I wanted to tell people about not only the Sacramento event. Let me give you a phone number to call. You want to call, folks, if you're listening. You want to join us in Sacramento. And I understand just today we were able to secure a venue in Southern California. Now, the Southern California event is going to take place on Friday, September 21st and 22nd. Sacramento is happening on Friday, September 14th and 15th. So they're one weekend apart. Sacramento, telephone number to call actually for both events is, you want to call Lorraine at 916-294-0510. That's call Lorraine at 916-294-0510. And I can tell you that the tuition for the Sacramento event is an incredibly low price, $98 in advance, and that includes lunch, folks. That's going to be a beautiful buffet lunch. Again, that's Friday night, an event on Friday night. It starts on Saturday again, all Saturday morning. Then lunch. We'll lunch together. We'll break bread together. Saturday afternoon, more didactics, more celebration, more music of the Matrix. So then on, we're going to break for dinner. Dinner's on your own. Come back after dinner, and we're going to have a dance celebration and a musical celebration featuring Scott Huckabee. So it's going to be $98 in advance. Call Lorraine, folks, at 916-294-0510. I'll give you that one more time. 916-294-0510. And also we're coming to Portland on October 5th and 6th. Sedona, Arizona. Reverend Roxy, I know you and I are going to be together and with Scott Huckabee.
Yes,
at the Raw Spirit Food Festival on the 3rd. Isn't that going to be wonderful? I'm going to be there on Friday, October the 12th. I'm lecturing, I believe, for about an hour and a half with Scott. I think I start about 4 o'clock, and we go to about 6 or 6:30. I want to also thank the folks from Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada, at Avena Originals. They're going to be having a seminar. I'm going to be up there. You're going to call Charlene. If you want to call Charlene to get information, I understand these wonderful people from Avena Originals are giving this away the whole weekend, featuring myself and some other wonderful speakers. It's going to be free up in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. You want to call 800-207-2239, extension 107. And that, by the way, folks, all of this information is on the Internet right now. The schedule, my schedule of upcoming events this year, the whole schedule of the Love Code seminars is going to be, is right now on the Internet. at www.drlenhorowitz.com. That's my official website. In case you don't know, it's Dr. That's D-R, Len, L-E-N, Horowitz, H-O-R-O-W-I-T-Z.com. So, Reverend Roxy, what else? What have you got coming up this next couple weeks and months?
Oh, I'm just waiting to hear from the Lord again, mowing the lawns and keeping everything beautiful over here. You know, it's not much more to do right now. You know, you're doing it. You got the love code going on, and I just tell you, people are getting inspired. They're loving the book over here and letting people look, take a peek at it. I just want to say that we are just moving along. We can't even begin to write this story. It's already been written. We're just living it. It's kind of like I just realized. I just got a release. I just have to continue to be happy and to create indestructible happiness. That's what I need, so that no individual will take my happiness away. And I know what makes me happy, being absolutely in union and also knowing that I'm working and all my activities are for God's good pleasure. Everything that I say, I know, is not being said by originality. I give it all to the Creator. As we begin to realize that everything that we're doing with God's good mercy and graces, and that every breath we take is because God has given us that moment to breathe that beautiful air. When we begin to just take the simplest things and appreciate them, I'll tell you something, Dr. Lynn, it can't get any better than that. Working and praying and communing with fellow people that feel the same way. That's the way we're going to survive. That's the way we'll be able to sit in shelters and look for 4 days of darkness, because we know that we're surrounded by the Spirit and by the polished Spirit of everyone who is looking. I can give you an example right now. The auto parts store. You know, over here in Hawaii, everybody's just into eating everything that they put in them. I walk in there to get some antifreeze, and behind the counter is this young man I've been knowing for 12 years. And I look at him, and I see there's less of him. And I say, oh, my goodness, what are you doing? He says, I've changed my diet. I says, it shows. Oh, he just beamed from ear to ear. And then we began to talk. And the other people started joking. And I said, you go ahead and joke, but you come along, too. We're all going to have to do less, eat less. So we might as well start now learning how to do without and do it with God.
Oh, amen. You know, the simplest things. Folks, if you've got a weight problem, the best thing that I can recommend for you to do is call this number. It's 808-965-2112. That's 808-965-2112. If you've got a weight problem, if you're overweight and you really need to nurture yourself, the number I just gave you is for the Steam Van Inn and Health Retreat in Pahoa, where Reverend Roxy is talking to you from. And let me tell you something. I'm sure there'd be a happy person in Hawaii who's mowing the lawns a lot that would like the help of any fat person out there that wants to lose some weight. What do you think, Reverend Roxy?
I do believe I got something they can do to lose weight. And it's so gorgeous, folks. I can't even begin to tell you. My soul, it flies high in space, and I care about this here human race. And I'm going to tell you something. I'm looking at the most gorgeous vista. I don't even want to make you envious. I know you can't get envious, Dr.
Okay, Lincoln. You don't want to make it.
This sky is so beautiful.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, we got some technical problems going on.
That was me. I think I got in the spirit. But anyhow, you take it over. You take it back, Dr. Lynn. I'm sure there's something you have to say. I'm supporting you. I want to tell everybody out there, Dr. Lynn is a prophet. Now, everybody might say, oh, well, you just. But you go and you read his books. Go to the library. If you don't want to buy his books, just go and check it out. I do not lie. And everything that there hasn't been anybody who has pointed a finger at Dr. Lynn and said, oh, you're crazy. Oh, your research is full of dookie or anything like that. They have said, and it has come true. We're talking about 17 years of research and all of it's coming down to the now. And what we are trying to tell you after that 17 years, it's not really open for argument. That's the way the judgment is going to be. You're just going to have to feel and you're going to have to do the right thing. When they're telling you to line up on that line and get your shot, you're just going to have to tell them, I can't do this. We're just going to have to find out what happens when you say you don't want to do this, you see. Then, and only then, will we see that this mirage that we've been living under, we need to change it. And as I love America as much as Dr. Len, we're both the same age. And it's George Washington who said, if you disagree with your country, then leave her in quiet resignation. Well, Dr. Len and I, we might just have to do that, but we're not going to leave until we have given it the best college try. Isn't that right?
You bet.
I mean, and we're talking Harvard, right?
You bet.
We're talking Yale, right?
Yep, you
bet.
That's
right. Everything that's coming is coming out of Harvard. That's the other side, folks. That's a good side of the issue. Let me tell you that right now.
I want to go back. I want to share this thing that I was talking about. You know, it wasn't really facetious. It wasn't really that joking. I want to tell you, right now, I've been away from where Reverend Roxy is for, I think it's about, almost 3 months now.
Yeah.
And I really miss it. And I'll tell you why I miss it. And this is why I recommend it to you, particularly for people who are really in need of rest and relaxation and rejuvenation and getting their health back and getting their normal weight back. You know, when I come to the Mad Land, we call it the Mad Land, it's the mainland. The air is different. Literally, from where Reverend Roxy is sitting right now, 8 miles away is where they take the atmospheric measure for purity for North America. The purest oxygen, the purest atmosphere, is right where Reverend Roxy is in the world. Besides that, she's sitting in a place where there's about 150 to 200 active steam vents on three sides of where she's sitting right now.
Yeah, they're pumping.
And she's breathing in the breath of the earth, this lava-heated steam that literally has, she talks about honoring Mother Nature. Well, this incredible, magnificent water is coming right out of the earth. The purest drinking water, by the way, the gold standard for good drinking water, and people ask all the time, what's the best water to drink? Well, Reverend Roxy's drinking it. It's called rainwater. And it comes down from the sky in this purest atmosphere on Earth, and it's awesome. And so when she goes out there and she's mowing that lawn, she's breathing the breath of the Earth. It is so incredibly powerful. It is incredible. And you have a withdrawal. You know, when I came to the Mad Land from being there for a solid 6 months without leaving, and you start to acclimate yourself to the pollution and the degradation of the environment, and then you realize that you're not breathing as well as you used to, and you're not feeling the energy that's natural as well as you did in paradise. Well, I'll tell you something, you really long for it. It's one of those positive, addicting things. And so the concept, if you go out there, if you need to lose weight, and you start to push that lawnmower, or you start to pick the weeds out of the ground, and my recommendation in Reverend Roxy's, too, is that you walk barefoot in the grass with the morning dew and the frequency vibration from the Mother Earth, that incredible vibration coming up through the water and the green in the leaves of the grass coming up and the blades coming up and rejuvenating you and restoring you and sending that energy into your water-filled body. And you're breathing that breath of the earth and you're sweating out there. And suddenly, if you don't like simply sweating by good hard work, well, what happens, you go into the Hawaii's only lava-heated steam saunas. We have the most magnificent steam saunas in the world. The Creator's blessed us with the most magnificent detoxification chambers on planet Earth. That's what Reverend Roxy and Sister Sativa out there are totally enjoying, having a wonderful opportunity to do that. And they've opened the doors to not only celebrate with you and share it with you, but also to help you restore yourself. So today, I know Reverend Roxy, I sent you a couple emails. There's a couple from New Zealand that want to come visit. There's another couple from Canada that want to come visit. So I sent you those emails today.
We love couples. We just had a honeymoon couple here. They stayed 2 days just recently. He met you in the warm ponds. I don't know if you remember him.
Uh-huh.
You swam up to him, and he said he didn't know why he met you. You know, he was kind of like, I don't know why he came and he talked to me. He said, but it became very evident. They had rented a Westphalia van to spend their honeymoon in, but it was full of cockroaches. All of a sudden, they said, I know. Why don't we go see Dr. Len? And they came to the door, and of course, you weren't here. You were elsewhere. And immediately, it was as if, you know, they just were supposed to be here, and they stayed, and they just had the most incredible time. And of course, we love honeymooners here, so we went out of our way to show off and make smoothies for them, and they had fresh salad. And I have harvested, Dr. Lynn, over 15 pounds of tomatoes, and they're sharing
them
with all the people and trading tomatoes for this and that. And people are just loving my tomatoes. And
oh, it's great.
It's great. The garden is just pumping, and we're getting ready. We just put in more kale. I mean, folks, this is it. I mean, when you really get in tune with your love vibe, you see what I'm saying? When you get this love vibe, then you really, really begin to see what life is all about. Isn't that right, Dr. Lynn?
Yeah, you know, also that concept of meeting people and having miracles happen and destinies fulfilled because you simply sense that you need to go up and shake somebody's hand or say hello to somebody that you didn't think maybe you knew before. You know, this whole concept of synchronicity, maybe we should spend a couple minutes and talk about that, because I think synchronicity happening in your life, that is miracles happening in your life, little prayers being answered, and I think that that's a sign, a symptom of you living the real life, the good life, the faith-filled life, the spirit-filled life. I think it's literally a recognition from the Creator that you're on the right path. You're in with the flow. And those miracles are happening over and over, moment to moment. And you know what? When you really have that sense, and that sense continues for you day in and day out, then life becomes an unfolding miracle. It's a miracle after miracle, a wonderful opportunity, blessing, moment to moment. And that is you're giving up thanks, you're giving thanks, you're creating with the Creator, this whole concept of communion. And, you know, giving it up in faith and trust. You know, folks, everybody's got problems. You've got a problem, I'm sure, right now. Have you thought about giving that problem to the Creator? I know you've heard that before. I don't want to sound like an old preacher here, even though that's probably what I am.
Yeah.
You know, but the reality is, you know, if you and I think we got a problem, the problem is in our head. It's a mental problem. I don't recommend you see a psychiatrist. I recommend you give that problem to the Creator, because if you're doing what you're supposed to be doing, you're serving the Creator, you're serving the Creator's people, you're serving humanity. You're giving it up in faith and love, and you've got trust in the Creator to direct your path, which is exactly scriptural. It's exactly what the Bible talks about doing. And those of us who are experiencing these miracles after miracles, moment to moment, having life unfold miraculously to fulfill our divine destiny, well, that's what it's all about. It's about every single time you think you got a problem, hey, give it to the boss. Give it to the boss with the big hot sauce. Let the boss take care of it, because it's his problem. You're simply following directions. You're simply following the path. You know, Bible talks about the steps of the righteous are ordered. Well, what do you think we're talking about here? So a symptom, a sign that you're living righteously, which means right standing. You're standing in the kingdom of heaven right here, right now, and you're walking that walk. You're not just talking that talk. You're walking it, and the miracles are unfolding on that path, and everything's easy, and everything's perfect. And joyful and uplifting and restoring. Why? Because it's not your ego path. It's not your fear-based orientation to this whole global experience. It is the Creator's path. It is the Creator's blessing. And there's this whole spiritual realm that you then literally begin to incorporate and live in. And that's what really, this now, new life, this whole spiritual renaissance and opening of our hearts and uplifting our reality to this sacred destiny to fulfill the end times prophecy of the unification of our Creator with humanity, this uplift and this transformation on this planet. And you see, there's nothing missing, nothing broken in this concept, in this vision, in this kingdom of heaven manifesting on earth. There's nothing missing or broken in it. And so those who are making a living off of creating fear and creating things to be broken with their wars and their plagues, well, you see, there's no room for that. And those folks, those energies, those powers, those beasts, those global industrialists, those military, medical, petrochemical, pharmaceutical, cartel directors, there's no room for them in the promised land. They're just going to have to go to a different plane or a different planet. And so that's the reality. I mean, that's the prophecy. And that's where we're walking and we're moving towards. And so this concept that what you just shared, Reverend Roxy, this whole experience of little miracles happening for you and I, the litmus measure, the indicator that we're on that path is where those little miracles, those little synchronicities, those manifested prayers is an indicator. It's a message from our Creator. It's an acknowledgement that you're doing the right thing.
You know, it's kind of interesting that you said that, because I just opened up the good book, and I have many books of inspiration, but I just opened up this one because, you know, every time DG says open up the book, I open up the book. And I just turned to the page, and I just wanted to share, because it goes along with what you're saying. It says that men with materialist turn of mind, whose desire are bounded by sex and material things, will not go beyond those things. Their knowledge will be limited to the narrow circle in which their thoughts move. The spiritual world is beyond their ken. While persons with a spiritual outlook, even though they may fail again and again in attaining their full ideals, are on the right path. They are willing to receive guidance from God's grace, and God's grace will find them out and help them. Isn't that kind of really synchronistic that you'd say that, and that I would turn to a page that would say that too?
No, that's exactly what it's all about. You know, that's when I, begin these investigations, like in the origin of AIDS, when I was spending 3 years, 16 hours a day, almost 7 days a week, investigating the man-made origins of HIV/AIDS. And folks, if you haven't heard me before speak on this subject, it's one of my earliest books. It's actually my 10th book, but it was my first bestseller. It's called Emerging Viruses, AIDS and Ebola. And it goes into the man-made origins of AIDS, and I was literally following the Creator in the direction, and the angels were directing me, and literally they created this whole incredible experience where I thought I was done, but they said, no, you're not done. There's one more document that you need to find, even though I didn't know what that document was. And so one day I was, and actually the last day of my research, I was, after 3 years, I was in the basement of the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, Davis Library. And I thought I was there to get a congressional record. There was one document in the congressional record that I thought I needed. Well, I didn't go there that day for that reason. I didn't even know why I went there. I thought I was right, but no. I suddenly heard this voice of this, I guess it was an angel. I was following this librarian to the congressional records, and it told me to stop. I stopped. It said, turn right. I turned right. It said walk, even though I had to argue with this librarian because I was now entering a classified section of documents that I wasn't supposed to be going into. And this angel said to me, and I don't know if it was an angel, I could have been the Creator, but at any rate, it knew exactly where it was taking me. And it said, don't worry about that librarian, you just keep walking. And I walked. And it said stop, I stopped. It said turn left, I turned left. It said walk again. And I'm now walking through a whole line of this huge library stacks, and it was about 75 yards long, 8 foot high stacks with hundreds of thousands of volumes of books all around me. It said walk, I walked. It said slow, I slowed. It said stop, I stopped. It said look down left, knee high. I looked down left, knee high, and four words flew up into my eyes. Those four words were special virus cancer program. I said, whoa, those are the four words I had seen when I was following the money through the paper trail that led through the National Cancer Institute and the researchers at Litton Bionetics, the Army's sixth top biological weapons contracting lab that was directed by the man who was given credit for discovering the AIDS virus, Dr. Gallo. In fact, this document held the truth, the contracts that showed he had actually created these viruses about 15 years before he was given credit for having discovered them. Well, isn't that interesting? Here were the contracts under which numerous AIDS-like and Ebola-like viruses were bioengineered. It was Henry Kissinger's virtual order. He selected the option to develop those immune system-ravaging microbes for not simply germ warfare, but for depopulation. So, folks, if you're out there thinking to yourself, you know, I don't like Horowitz's stuff, it brings up fear. And if I don't like Horowitz's stuff because, you know, he's into, like, the bad news on the planet. Well, you know, somebody's got to do that work. And, you know, I can tell you one thing. That book would not have become a bestseller had an angel not directed me to those specific contracts, because that's what made the book Emerging Viruses, AIDS and Ebola a national bestseller. Only, never once mentioned in mainstream media, that book was. It was made a bestseller by grassroots people like you, listening, who had the eyes to see the documentation, ears to hear this kind of truth, and simply, you made that book a national bestseller. But that book would not have been a bestseller, wouldn't have existed, really. It wouldn't have certainly been completed had it not been for the divine direction that I was receiving over those 3 years. And literally, the icing on the cake was the literal, incredible revelation of the United States government documents showing the AIDS epidemic, the pandemic, hideous now. 40 million people have been killed from this whole genocide. Somebody's got to tell that story. And there's a lot of New Agers out there, a lot of people who are into the secret. You know, Reverend Roxy, the secret, the concept that we can manifest prosperity. All we have to do is think beautifully and think in joy and love and harmony and visualize that positive outcome. I love that. I'm totally into that. That's exactly half, at least, of what the Love Code Seminar is all about, how to manifest the magnificence, the glory, the perfection, the health, all the full measure of prosperity. Financial and otherwise. I love that, but you know what? That's only half of the picture. The other half, if you want to be a whole person, you've got to realize that there are people out there that are ignorant, that are dying from their lack of knowledge. We need to be fishers of men, so to speak. We need to try our best to uplift those people, to edify that congregation, to bring humanity from the suffering that it's doing into the ecstasy that's possible with our co-creativity with the divine source. So this whole concept that we have a full measure of understanding, not only the best of the best news, but also the worst of the worst news. So that's what really my ministry, you know, has really been about. The Royal Bloodline of David is supporting that mission. The mission ultimately is to bring ecstasy to humanity. And really, the whole salvation message is clearly in there. It's like, how are you going to get saved without the Holy Spirit? How are you going to get saved without the true measure of communion, divine? The question is, it's not about getting vaccinated. It's not about falling for the deceptions and the frights, the mainstream media madness. It's not about that. It's about loving, opening our hearts, communing with each other, communication. That has the word commune in it. And communion, divine, is ultimately the perfection that we seek. The restoration for everything that ails us. That's the source of the glory and the power forever and ever. For us to literally drink of that glory is what the mission is all about. And that it's before us, but you know what? If you listen, for example, to this 24-hour propaganda station, if you turn on the television, that boob tube, that hypnosis machine, if you turn that on and you start to suck up that counterintelligence, then what you're going to get is a brainwashed culture, an indoctrination, into madness. So you have a choice. But you got to be aware that when you turn that television on, that's what you're getting. You got to be aware that when you get vaccinated, you're getting injected with everything from bacteria, viral, fungal, yeast, chicken embryos, bovine fetal serum, monkey kidney tissues with smallpox, it's cowpox. You got to be aware that this is happening. Because if you're not aware, how can you have the truth set you free? You've got ignorance, which is not bliss. Ignorance is deadly today. So you got a choice. You can remain ignorant, or you can elevate. You can enlighten. And if you elevate yourself and you get enlightened, then what do you do with that information? You can't celebrate it alone. You got to do what the Creator did. That is, separate oneself to multiply oneself, to create and bless the children of the Creator. We, the people, are the children of the Creator. We were created so that the Creator could have a joyful relationship and experience the blessings of creativity and co-creativity that His children had made. And so when you get enlightened, what are you going to do with that? What's that going to give you? A lot of money? Well, so what? The wealthiest people die miserably. I don't know if you've noticed that. If you've ever been to Newport, Rhode Island, and visited the Carnegie Mansion out there or where the Vanderbilts lived, I have. They still had toilets. They still had bathrooms. They still had to wash themselves. They still had to wipe themselves. They still had to die. So no matter how much money they had, guess what? It wasn't enough. Because the satisfaction that they were seeking wasn't in the money. It was missing from their hearts and their lives because they went for the wrong gold. They sought after something that was temporal instead of eternal. So now the question is, you know, you get to that point, and what do you do about it? You can't celebrate it by yourself. There's no satisfaction in that. The only thing to do is share it with love and joy. So the best of the best, the greatest mission of all, is to have a community celebrating divine eternity. That's the reality. And that is literally where Reverend Roxy is operating from, where I'm operating from. And you know what? I know you know that this is the truth. I'm about to tell you something not too many people have talked about. It is politically incorrect. But it's true that you can't waste your time anymore with those people who have sucked you dry, who have promised you this and promised you that, and what their words don't reflect their actions, and ultimately their integrity violates your progress in life. It's unfortunate, but the truth is that you've got to give them a choice. Either they're going to be in integrity with you, literally in integrity with you, and keep their word, and be dependable, because that's what relationships are all about. It's about faith and trust. If you don't have faith and trust in your spouse or your business partner, that relationship is diseased, deadly. So you've got to have that faith and trust. And it's time, as we now enter into this whole millennium shift, this whole concept of a spiritual renaissance, a transformation on this planet, it's time to let all of those people in your lives who have not kept their word and who are not dependable. You got to love them, but kiss them goodbye, folks. It's time now, literally, to align yourself with like-minded, open-hearted, faith-filled, and trustworthy people, partners in our lives that will literally celebrate this incredibly amazing time in history where the truth and the full measure and glory and power of the Creator in our lives is what sets us free. So that's all I have to say for this hour of insight. Reverend Roxy, you want to share with folks a little bit about the Inside Hour, BBS Radio, and again, we should thank our sponsors of the Inside Hour. Let me give you folks, there's a toll-free number, by the way. Before I give it to Reverend Roxy, let me just tell you, you want to get any of the books, get the Love the Real Da Vinci Code, by the way, the website, lovetherealdavincicode.com. Will bring you to an understanding of what it is that I've been saying here. It'll bring you to the next level that you and I need to take together to come to this communion, this common understanding of our spiritual reality, are co-creatorship in divinity, and that Love the Real Da Vinci Code is available online right now because of our ministry, because of our efforts, because of our integrity, because of our desire to serve humanity. It's online right now for a free read. 200 and some odd pages is in a PDF free downloadable file at lovetherealdavincicode.com. Certainly we need your support. We're asking for your donations. If it doesn't help you in your life, if this information doesn't edify you and uplift you and inspire you and even help heal you, then we don't want anything from you. We simply bless you and we wish you well. But if you're getting blessed by this information, we ask you for some donations. Make a prayer. Do a prayer. Look in your heart and see, you know, I think we need to send Dr. Len Horowitz or the Royal Bloodline of David, a ministry that's doing this great work. I think we need to send them a little donation and a contribution so that they can continue doing this work.
Say goodbye, Len.
Hi, Reverend Roxy, I love you.
We've come to our end of our show. It's 55 minutes. It's just too short, and we want to say goodbye. We want to end this. God bless you, Len. I hope to hear from you.
Yeah, let me give you the toll-free number. 888-508-4787. That's toll-free. 888-508-4787. Love you, folks. Thanks, Don Newsom. Thanks, BBS Radio. Love you, Reverend Roxy.
Love you, too.
Bye for now.
Have a good week, everybody. Bye-bye.